Jesus' words towards the woman in today's gospel seem rather harsh. And it can be a surprising gospel because, you know, a lot of times we envision Jesus behaving to people in a certain way, and it doesn't sound like he's being very kind to this woman. At first, he ignores her. And then when she does him homage, he says it's not right to take from the children's table and give to dogs. And I've heard some people try and explain the gospel by saying that Jesus was probably smiling at the woman and was just joking or not serious about these words that he said. But I don't think that's a very good interpretation because it's putting something into the gospel that's not there. I think the key to understanding the gospel, this gospel passage, is to understand what Jesus' mission was. He always acts and speaks in a way that's best for our salvation. And in this situation, what he's trying to do, he can read this woman's heart, and he can see the potential that's there. And so he speaks to her in a way to draw out her humility and to her faith. So, in a sense, he's challenging this woman because he knew what she was capable of. And he draws out this incredible act of humility and this act of faith, which was beautiful in his eyes. And so when she says, even the dogs eat the scraps from the table of their masters, you know, he sees in that action that she has come to a deeper faith. The Lord often interacts with us in the same way, because his mission isn't simply to tell us what we want to hear. You know, his mission is to lead us to salvation. And to do that, he has to draw out what's best in us. And sometimes he has to challenge us to live according to higher principles. And that's the mission of the church as well, because we as human beings are broken and we're fallen. And so we need the word of life that's going to lift us to a higher standard and challenge us to live in a way that's better than we might choose for ourselves. You know, oftentimes people look for a church that's going to tell them what they want to hear. You know, a message that makes them feel good or feel comfortable. And sometimes we do need encouragement. And so an uplifting message can be good, and it can be important at times, but never a message that compromises or distorts or ignores the fullness of the truth. We can't replace the gospel with some other feel-good message. You know, imagine going to a doctor that tells you what you want to hear. You know, is that the doctor you want to go to? It says, oh, don't worry about exercise. It's entirely overrated. What you're doing is just fine. You know, doctor who's going to say, oh, those 3 scoops of ice cream that you eat before you go to bed every night, great habit. That's going to work out well for you. You know, this sounds great, but as our health deteriorates, that doesn't do us any good in the long run. Or do you want to go to a car mechanic that's going to say to you, oh yeah, that thud in your transmission, yeah, just ignore that, it'll get better, it'll be fine. You know, that sounds great until you're driving back from Florida and your transmission breaks down on the way back and you can't make it to Mass on time. You know, ask Father Lindell about that. So, but, you know, the reality is we need people who are going to tell us the truth. And there's so many people who have bought into false teachings that are circulating within our society, and they're filtering through a lot of different churches, and they're certainly prevalent in society. You know, all sorts of different gender ideologies, redefinitions of marriage, you know, all these different beliefs and teachings are filtering through society. You know, I was talking with a person a while back, and they said that they had left the Catholic Church because they had left their spouse, gotten divorced, and married somebody else. And the Catholic Church didn't approve of that, but they found a church that said that was okay, and they felt more comfortable there. Well, that person might feel more comfortable there, but they're violating one of the commandments of God, the prohibition against adultery. And so they're not living in a way that's going to lead them on the path to salvation. And so you know, even within the Catholic Church, there's this different movements, like synodal movements. There's this synodal movement in Germany where they group of lay people want to be able to vote on Catholic teaching. And what they're really pushing is the same progressive agenda that's been going on for the past 50 years, you know, attempts to redefine marriage and, you know, change church teaching in a variety of ways, you know, the same teachings that we've heard for the past 50 years, which have not led society in a very healthy direction. But what's the question that isn't asked in these discussions is, what about the Word of God? Is it not the Word of God that saves us and gives us life? When we look at some of these moral questions, shouldn't the very first thing we ask be, what does Jesus Christ say about this? What does Scripture say about this? What is the teaching from God that's going to lift us and put us on the higher path? That's the question we should be asking, not what's most comfortable or what's going to make me feel okay in this situation. And so it's important for us to come to church and to come to the faith with an attitude of receptivity, where we're seeking the fullness of truth, even when it might be challenging. And the proper morality is going to form us and teach us how to live. And it's going, you know, proper teaching is going to teach us about who God really is and how he interacts with us. And sometimes that's going to challenge our behavior. It might require a change. But that's good, because that's what conversion is all about. And that doesn't mean that it's easy, because sometimes the challenges that church teaching and our Lord's teaching asks of us are difficult. But it's also life-giving. That's the truth that's going to save us and give us life. And so when we reflect upon today's gospel, I encourage us to imitate the humility and the faith of the woman in the gospel. If she was just looking for a feel-good message, she didn't get that from our Lord, and she would have walked away. But she came with a deep faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And that's the attitude that we should come with, seeking and cherishing the truth of God's word, because he speaks to us what's necessary for our salvation. And we're fortunate to be members of the Catholic Church, where we have the same body of teachings that's been passed on from Jesus Christ for 2,000 years. And we have access to the fullness of truth. That's the truth that's going to lead us on a higher path. And that's going to draw out what's best and what's good within us. And what Jesus Christ is calling us to become.